that there is a mitzvah, manachas tefillin, once a day, every day. From the Gemara would appear that more correct is that one should wear tefillin all day long. Some of the Rishonim are of the opinion that that's really the mitzvah men haTorah, to wear tefillin all day long, but at least a little bit every day. The Gemara goes out from the psukim that you have to first put on the shalyad, then put on the shalrosh. How much of the shalyad do you have to put on? You're not supposed to be mapsik in between the shalyad and shalrosh. So in the Shulchan Aruch it says you should just put on the bias on the arm, on the muscle, and you shouldn't put the rest of the ritzuas on. You should put, right after you put on the bias and hold it tightly, put on the shalrosh. The minig is not so. The minig is that people put on all of the seven krichas, and then before they put on the krichas on the finger, then they put on the shalrosh. The question is, but Rav Moshe Feinstein followed what it said in Shulchan Aruch. He just used to put on the bias, and that's all. He didn't put on the rest of the krichas, because it's really not necessary. So how come they're putting on the seven krichas doesn't constitute epsik? So the Maharil explains that the din is if a baby boy is born on Shabbos, then the milah is lechah Shabbos. You do the bris next week. The bris is really malacha. So how much of the skin of the or ha'orla do you have to cut off? So strictly speaking, the Mar says once you cut off rov, basa chaytas rov ha'torah, the bris is finished. But our practice is we cut off the whole skin. We keep on cutting, even though we're causing a little more bleeding, we're continuing to do another malacha, we're causing more bleeding. We cut off the whole or why is that? That's a continuation of the mitzvah. If you already put on the bandage, if the mother already finished, he cut off roha orla, and he puts on the bandage, then he's not allowed to go back to be mechal Shabbos for the rest. It calls man that he didn't finish, and he keeps on cutting a little more, and he cuts off the whole orha orla, so that's considered a hemshah. So that's what it says in the Maharil. If you're going to put on the seven krichas, it's not necessary, but if you put on the seven krichas, that's a hemshah of putting on the tefillin shel yad on the muscle, so therefore it's not a hepsik. So why not put on the krichas on the finger also? So the Magen Avraham gives a Kabbalistic reason. He quotes from Rav Moshe Kudnevero, who lived in the days of the Talmud of the Arizal. And others have the insistence, no. The Mishnah Berurah refers you to the Mishkan Es Yankiv. Mishkan Es Yankiv learned in Valojin, but that's why many from Valojin have that practice. Rav Soloveitchik had that practice. Rav Chaim Soloveitchik had that. Chabad Chaim had that practice. They put on the whole shalyad, including the krichas on the finger, before they put on the shalrosh. One is not permitted to be mafsik in between the shalyad and shalrosh, not only because of the bracha problem, that you want the bracha and the shalyad to relate to the shalrosh, even on Halamayit, where most people who put on tefillin do not say a bracha, so we say it's not proper to be mafsik to talk in between shalyad and shalrosh even. One should have, the Gemara says this, one should have the tefillin and his tefillin tefillin arranged in such a way when he puts his hand in, he takes out the shalyad first. Because if you're going to take out the shalrosh first, then you have to put it back and put on the shalyad first. The Gemara learns that from the pasuk. If you have both the shalyad and shalrosh, you have to put on the first shalyad and then the shalrosh. So if you took out the shalrosh first, you have to violate the din of Ein Ma'adir and Ela Mitzvah. So you should see to it that your tefillin are arranged in the tefillin zekel in such a way that the first thing you take out is going to be the shalyad. The shalrosh has more kedusha than shalyad. So if you have a tefillin zekel where you put one on top of the other, then it's not proper to put the shalyad on top of the shalrosh. So more correct is you shouldn't have a tefillin zekel where the one tefillin is on top of the other. You should have one next to the other, and you should remember which side you put the shalyad. So the first thing you take out is going to be the shalyad. Now they have a modern shtick that when the children become bar mitzvah, so they buy the boy tefillin zekel where one tefillin is on top of the other tefillin, and the one that's going to be on top is going to be the shalyad. That is incorrect. You're not allowed to put a shalyad on top of the shalrosh. Shalrosh has a higher level of kedusha. Have a nice day.